This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado has a U.S. attorney thanks to a district court appointment during the federal government shutdown. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Peter McNeely has been a lawyer at the Colorado Federal Prosecutor's Office for 11 years and was appointed to the top job in June by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. Usually, to be a full U.S. attorney, you must be nominated by the President of the United States and then confirmed by the U.S. Senate. But in this case, the Colorado federal judges voted to give McNeely the job. This maneuver was without drama compared to some states like New Jersey, where federal judges refused to go along with the Department of Justice pick. McNeely said in a statement to CPR News that he was humbled to be in the top job and looked forward to continuing to keep Colorado safe. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
More than 200,000 Coloradans will soon see their health insurance premiums double. That's according to the state's insurance division. On Monday, it released its final cost for private health insurance on the state's marketplace called Connect for Health Colorado. Denver resident Chelsea Bacher-Hauck gets subsidies to help pay for her insurance. Because Congress did not renew the subsidies, she thinks her insurance could cost $1,000 more a month.
I mean, I don't know how anybody could make that work. I've made it work this far by borrowing from savings. Savings is now gone.
State officials estimate premium increases will lead to about 75,000 Coloradans losing their access to health coverage. Colorado Rapids head coach Chris Armas is no longer with the team. The Rapids said Monday that the team and Armas mutually decided to part ways.